This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are a lot of jobs out there, good, honest, necessary jobs that those of us who don't do them might not really appreciate. You might even say we kind of hate them. We went out with a meter maid not too long ago. Those kind of jobs are what we're talking about. There are also jobs not quite as visible but viewed just as unfavorably by the rest of us. For example, when people and companies go broke, declare bankruptcy, there is a career to be had in stepping in to take over the assets and then, if they're worth anything, divide them up. Edward Wolkowitz is one such bankruptcy trustee. Mr. Wolkowitz, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Why is it that that bankruptcy lawyers, I mean, nobody wants to go see a bankruptcy lawyer. It's got to be when you have people, clients come in, it must be not the best day of their lives.
Well, I think that it's not like you wake up in the morning and say, I think I'll go see a bankruptcy lawyer today. Generally, if you're a business, there are some serious underlying issues. If you're an individual, you get to the point where the phone calls from collectors are just too much to take, and bankruptcy can provide a relief from that.
Is this remunerative work? I mean, do you make a pretty penny doing this?
You can, and people do. Bankruptcy trustees in the consumer context get $60 a case.
I'm sorry, $60?
$60 a case.
That doesn't seem like a whole lot.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. But in addition to that, they get an additional roughly 3% of the value of the property they liquidate and distribute to creditors. Mm-hmm. So that's where a lot of the money gets made for trustees.
What's the biggest thing people don't understand about bankruptcy that they maybe have a misapprehension about?
Well, I think people still believe that bankruptcy provides an ability to actually scam the system. And you know what? Yes, there are people who are out there trying to scam the system, and I used to be very skeptical. But, you know, you start looking at those things, and some of these credit cards run interest at the rate of 35%, and somebody who maybe 8 or 9 years ago borrowed $10,000 on their credit card and basically just paid the minimum could easily get up to close to $100,000 in credit card liability without having essentially gone and bought luxury goods, which a lot of people think they do.
Do people take it out on you personally?
No. I think that the reason for that is that even in an unpleasant situation, if you treat people respectfully, they generally respond. I'm empathetic to a lot of the problems people face. There were times in my life where we weren't doing so well either.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Mr. Wolkowitz, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Once again, thanks for inviting me. I enjoyed it.